Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Instant Equity, Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazzola. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is episode 28.
Mike, you won't believe what happened. Finally, the 10th auction, and it was a tax deed sale, I actually won. So I'll tell you what, we're going to switch roles here. I'm going to let you interview me.
All right. Yeah, Kerry, I'm super excited because you did exactly what I teach all the students to do, which is stick to your guns, educate yourself, figure out the process, and bid at your comfort level. And I also tell students, listen, don't get discouraged if you don't win your first or your second, if it takes you three or four or 10, because me, I don't have more than a 10% success rate. So I'd first like to ask you, where did you buy the condo?
It's a condo. It's located in a development in West Palm Beach, Florida called, I think it's called Sterling Village. Just went by there today, got my gate card from the management, showed him my tax deed, and it's mine.
That's amazing. So this was just yesterday, is that correct?
Yeah, it was just yesterday. I won the auction at around 9:30 in the morning. They deducted the amount from my bidder's account. I then went to the bank, got a bank check. I could have done it by wire transfer, but the thing with tax deed sales is until that tax deed is actually made out to your order, they can come by. Any of the mortgagees or anybody could come by and redeem the property before you get the deed. So I just went there yesterday at 3 o'clock, gave them the check, and they executed the tax deed to me right on the spot.
So you bought it around 9:30 in the morning. That same day, you had ownership to the property.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I love about these auctions, right? I mean, if you would have made an offer on a short sale, first, you likely would have paid a lot more, would have taken you months to do it. Instead, in this case, you win an auction the same day you get the deed. Now you could do whatever you want to that property and you could resell it immediately.
Oh, yeah. It needs some work, but basically that's true. I just went over there. I had the tax deed and it was mine.
And that's what I love. You know, yesterday at the same time you called me, I actually got another email from another one of my students, Al, which those of you that already own my system, you guys saw Al just last week where we did a 1 hour consult and we spent an hour on the phone. I went through all of his questions, addressed all of his concerns. And now 6 days later, he actually bought his first property and he paid, I believe, about $1,600. And he said the closest comp was about $17,000. So these things work. What I show you guys to do, and that's why right now I'm interviewing Kerry where he normally interviews me, because he implemented the exact same system that you guys have. You guys made the investment in the same system that these guys have already succeeded from. So I want to ask you, what was your criteria? Just so people who are listening, they can kind of see, because some people are looking for land, some people are looking for houses, some people are looking for duplexes, commercial properties. What was your criteria prior to buying this?
Well, I would have preferred to have bought a house, but I felt with a condo, I would probably be safe structurally, that the place would be okay. I might have to do some interior renovations. I was looking to pay anywhere from 40 to 60 cents on the dollar. I wound up paying 58 cents on the dollar. And I knew, because it was a tax lien, that my title work that I had to do was limited, because the tax lien, being a super priority lien, would wipe out all inferior liens. And as a result, it was an amazing thing. There were 15 properties for sale. There were about 12 properties that met my criteria, but I held off on this one to the end. And basically, like I said, it needs some work. It's a bit of a wreck inside, but it's nothing that I can't handle, because I've been, you know, following your course and everything you teach from the beginning.
So what were the comparable sales in the neighborhood of the property that you bought?
Well, the latest comps, and those are a few months old, going right around 90 to 95,000. with semi fixed up. But right now, the asking prices are over $100,000, $110,000, $115,000. So I looked at it as the most, if the place was completely destroyed, which it's in pretty rough condition, I wouldn't underestimate that. But I said the worst I could have to do is put $20,000 into it. I probably will have to put in less than $10,000, somewhere around there, going over the property with you. And, you know, I know people in Palm Beach County to do the work, but I'll probably use some of your techniques, using Craigslist and Angie's List, to find those contractors and do the renovations as well.
That's right. So even if this property was located, we're in Florida right now, but even if this property was located in Georgia or South Carolina, the techniques don't really change, do they?
No. It's just I felt a little more comfortable. But, you know, the fact is, using the techniques and just like using the purchase, one thing I mentioned, because it's tax deed sale, all those other liens got wiped out. So I didn't have to be an expert in title law, even though I know a lot about it. I didn't have to examine the title, figure stuff out. I just said, hey, this is a county tax lien. It's wiping out the mortgages, wiping out everything. And, you know, just going by the system that you laid out, hey, I've been a believer of it for a long time, but it finally worked for me.
Yeah, because, you know, you've been interviewing me. We've been doing these, you know, you're the host of the Financial Survival Network. So you see a lot of financial people out there, a lot of people teaching different things, and a lot of people, you know, that are experts in their own right. But you trusted me, you trusted this process, mm-hmm. and it paid off for you.
Well, so many of the people tell you what to do, but they don't really tell you how to do it. That's where your system is different. You say, exactly, you start here. Here's how you come up with a valuation, okay? Here's how we decide on a valuation. You use the comps. You use, you know, sometimes the comps aren't exactly accurate. Here's how you figure out what it's worth. If you can see the property, here's how you figure out a repair budget. And you go on and on. You actually say how you do things, not what you do. That's a big difference on most of those systems out there, which just say, oh, go out there and find a 10-unit multifamily apartment house, put an offer together and buy it. I mean, that tells you absolutely nothing. Yours is specific, actionable information that will, if it's followed, will actually get you owning properties. That's priceless compared to these other courses. Forget it. I mean, they just say, oh, go look at a list of foreclosures and make offers. They don't tell you how to do it. I mean, that's all the difference.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate that, because, and this isn't to sell anybody, because you guys all already have invested in this system. This is just to motivate you and let you know that it's not just a handful of my students. The majority of my students actually succeed, meaning the tools and the strategies that I give you are actionable. And although Carrie's been my host, he was also a student. That's how we met. He invested in the course just like you guys, no different. He invested in the system. He went through all the discs just like you guys. And we've been doing these radio shows together. And I'm sure you guys have heard them. If you haven't, you can go to iTunes.com. And it's Real Estate Investing That Works. I have been a top three radio show in that new and noteworthy section on iTunes several times. And, you know, but what I want to do is dig a little deeper on this deal so you guys can see and learn exactly how Carrie did it. So yesterday was the auction. You won the property yesterday.
Yeah.
And you actually took ownership yesterday.
Oh,
how did that work?
That was the coolest thing. I mean, obviously, Mike, you know a lot, but you can't know how every county works, their payment process and their issuance of deeds. But I went, they sent me an email, said you owe $50,000 and change. Went to my bank, got a cashier's check, went to the court clerk's office, went to the tax deed section, gave them the check, and they executed a tax deed right on the spot. So I bought the property at around 9:30 in the morning, and by 3:30 in the afternoon, I owned that property. And this morning, I went over to the property, went to the managing agent's office, showed him my tax deed. They didn't have keys to the unit, obviously, but they gave me I paid $50 and got an access card to the gate, and gave them all my information so they have a place to send notices to, and it's done. It's that simple. And I got the property free and clear.
Yeah, so because you bought it through the auction, because of that, it didn't matter what debts were on the property, correct?
Yeah, they're all extinguished as a result of the tax deed, which is what they call a super priority lien.
Right, so you didn't have to be... You do happen to know some things about title, but you wouldn't have to know anything about how titles work to know that those liens are wiped out, correct?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you need to do due diligence and you need to know something about the process, but it's not hard to learn. And if you take a little bit of time and a little bit of effort and you do some Google searches, you can find out the information. I mean, I've been trained in this, but anyone can do this. I mean, I didn't have any advantage. And then the amazing thing is, Mike, that there were 14 properties there. And look, I could have outbid just about any of them there by a few hundred dollars and walked away with any of those properties. Some were cheaper, some were more money. But there were only two properties or three properties basically that sold for more than the one I wound up purchasing.
Yeah. And when they're selling the property for taxes, how does that work? So it means that they just sell it to you at the taxes, or how exactly does that work?
Well, one of the people who's bought a tax lien certificate, once they've held it for more than 2 years, they can convert it or apply for a tax deed sale. And then there's some paperwork that gets executed, minor paperwork. And then all of the taxes that are owed on the property get aggregated. That becomes the minimum bid. If the bid doesn't exceed that, then the certificate holder will wind up getting the property. If the property exceeds that, then the funds will wind up getting distributed to the lien holders in some order of priority. And, you know, it's a whole legal system for determining priority of lien holders that you don't have to worry about. You just have to write your check and you own the property. But basically, the taxes and lien outstanding, because the city lien also took priority, was around $18,000. They got $52,300. So some of these lien holders are going to get money paid to them. Probably the first mortgagee will be getting money as a result of the sale. And, you know, basically now I renovate the property with a low budget, because like this isn't Beverly Hills or Palm Beach, it's West Palm Beach, and you know it's nice middle class working class housing. That's what we're looking to provide, and I'll put the property on the market using the same techniques that you showed me, looking for a fast sale and a quick profit, and I'll put it in there a little bit under market, 5 to 10% under market, and look for a cash sale. And then I'll go on to the next. I'll repeat the process again, and I'll do it with two properties next time, because I'll have additional funds to utilize for the process.
Okay, so yeah, just I'm going to break that into simple terms, right? So there was a debt on the property, meaning somebody didn't pay their property taxes. There was also some fees from the city that were combined, and that created the opening bid price on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning by the time you stepped into the deal, you were just buying the property, meaning you step in, you're placing your bid based on what's owed to taxes and city. But there was also a mortgage on the property.
Oh, there was. I couldn't even figure it out. Honestly, if I was bidding on this property as a result of a foreclosure of the first mortgage, I wouldn't have bid on it, because it was so complex and so convoluted, the title history and all that, that you almost had to just buy it at the foreclosure. But it appeared, when all is said and done, that the first mortgagee just walked away from the property.
That's right. So although there was a first mortgage on the property, because the taxes weren't paid, those taxes superseded that first mortgage, meaning once it got auctioned off, that first mortgage was wiped out. And how much did that property sell for back in 2006?
Oh, that was the amazing thing. This property sold for $217,000 in 2006. And I got it for 25% of that price, less than 25%. I still can't believe it. And I know that, look, if I wanted to do everything and really fix this place up to the nines, I could probably sell it for well over $100,000. But I don't want to spend the time doing it. I don't think it's necessary. And I don't think that's what the market really wants in this property. It's a nice place, got a water view on the outside screened-in porch. So I'm going to do the middling repairs, make it presentable, livable, habitable, nice place to live. And I'm going to go for a slightly under market price and cash offers only. And we're going to dispose of it that way.
Correct. So if you put about $10,000, just to use round numbers, into it, it'll probably likely be less, but let's say you put $10,000 into it. That would put you in the property about 62.
Right.
And that's at least $20,000 less than the next lowest comparable property, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 30.
$90,000. And that's a smaller property. All the properties on the market now, Mike, are in excess of $100,000, $105,000, $115,000, and they're smaller units. So we do a couple little glitzy things to it, nice little design features, and the place will be on par with them, but they'll get it at under $100,000. I wouldn't be surprised if I have a little bidding war breakout on it.
If you're saying that smaller units are currently selling right now in that neighborhood for $110,000, you're in it for $52,000. Even if you put $10,000 into it, you're in it for $62,000. Right. That's an amazing ROI. And, he's doing exactly precisely what I do and exactly what I teach you guys to do. List the property for less. It doesn't have to be way less, but less than what the comparables are selling in the neighborhood to help you get a faster sale, right? Is that your goal? Just to sell it as quickly as you can rather than for the most amount of money?
Yeah, I don't want to sit on this. Look, you could hold out for top dollar, but the key is move the property. I've done the research. I've seen people hold out 9 months to get the best price they possibly can. That's not the goal here. The goal is velocity of transactions, because in the period of time that I can get maybe another 15%, I could have turned two or three more properties. Why do I want to hold this for? I'm not in love with the property. I'm not going to live there. It's the name of the game is velocity of transactions. The way you do that is by selling. And the way you sell is by you making it so attractive that even if somebody doesn't like it as much as they like another one, they like having the extra $15,000 in their pocket so much that they're going to take yours over the competition's.
That's right. And that's the name of the game. Now, for a second, let's talk about Al. He's one of the listeners of our show, right?
I've known Al. He's been a fan of my show since I started, and we become friends, and he told me that he was doing this, and he asked me about taking your course, and I said, Al, you've been monkeying around going to live auctions, which is a waste of time, a monumental waste of time. Take the course. I'm telling you, I've been bidding. I just haven't won yet, but I'm going to win one within the next couple of weeks. You'll see. And sure enough, he takes your course. And he did even better than me. And within a week, he won his first property. We both won on the same day. Couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, so, that was pretty crazy. Amazing. You guys both won yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Al, you guys saw just last week, Al did the consulting with me. Less than a week later, he gets his first property. And he got his for about $1,600. It's a vacant lot in a good neighborhood. And the closest lot to his is they're asking $17,000 for it.
Yeah,
It doesn't matter what you're looking to buy, right? There's so many different opportunities for anyone, whatever you're looking to buy.
Oh, sure. Even in Palm Beach County, I never started looking there. I was looking in Lee, looking in St. Lucie, in other counties, but because I didn't think you could find anything for less than $100,000 in Palm Beach County. It's impossible. And then I said, well, wait a second. There's all these condos, and there are smaller homes available. Some are older and you're going to have to do some renovations, some remodeling. But look, a two bedroom, two bath house, as long as the roof is good, hopefully the AC will be good and probably your wiring's going to be okay. As long as it's been built in the past 35, 40 years, probably most of your systems are going to be okay. as long as it doesn't have a fancy roof, like a barrel tile roof or a terracotta tile roof, you're going to be okay even with a new roof if you have to do one. And that's the key. So just don't have to put a new roof on it. You got to put in a new hot water heater. You got to put in a new hot water heater. New air conditioning unit to be avoided, but sometimes you can't. But you can figure out most of this before. At least with a condo, I know I don't have to put in new four walls and a roof, because all of that's done by the HOA, and I don't have to do any landscaping. I'll put some flowers around the front door and make it, you know, inviting, and some flowers by the lanai, but that's about it in terms of landscaping.
So, just like I teach you guys, it's the key is to get it so far under market value, right, that there's room for any of these things that you need to do. This way you're not hung up on these little details, as long as you make sure that you're buying the property so far under market value that regardless of what you have to do, you still have plenty of profit built into the deal. Yeah. Is that the idea?
Exactly. And because it's a sub-$100,000 unit, I can sell it on websites and such. That's what I'm looking forward to doing without having to go through a real estate broker and, you know, all the closing costs and all the middlemen. That's the goal here.
No. So, a final question for you is, you know, you invested in the system. Everyone who's watching this invested in the system, but you're implementing, you're taking action. You know, this isn't a sales pitch to get people to buy, because everyone who's watching this right now, now we're also doing a radio show. So if you don't already own the system and you want to just check out what my system is about, you can always go to teachmemike.com. There's some free training there. You could always enter your name and your email and check me out. But for the people that already own the system, you know, what would you say to them that haven't taken action yet?
Just go out. If you bought the system, you took the most important action so far. You got the system. You know what you have to do. You've got the basic building blocks. All you got to do now is, assuming that you've got the funds available, go put your money in the bidder account. Once your money's in the bidder account, then you can make online bids. And then the next thing is click submit. Put up a bid, click submit, but do your due diligence. I don't believe in this buying property sight unseen without at least having somebody you trust, an agent of some sort, inspect the property. I did this in this case. Probably if I had done it, I wouldn't have purchased the property, and that would have been the wrong decision. I'm glad that I did it in this case. But when you're buying a condo, different than buying a house. Don't buy a house sight unseen. Mistake. I know we have your friend, Johnny, who did it, and he did really well at it, but I think it's a mistake to buy a house sight unseen.
Well, that's more gambling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And this isn't about gambling. You know, if you're not able to inspect a property yourself, there's people everywhere. I mean, you could have a realtor do it. There's people on Craigslist. There's tradesmen.
Right.
There's roofers, there's contractors, there's handymen all over the country that you can send out. You can get bids. You can know exactly what it costs you to do it before bidding. But, you know, I would never suggest to anybody, although I've done it too, is to bid blindly. But the only time that I would just throw a bid out there is if it was just such a ridiculous bid price. And I had so much room there that I could literally do any kind of repair and still make money.
Well,
and that's how I've never lost money personally on any auction property I ever sold.
Well, that's what I looked at here. I had driven by the complex. It was gated. It looked to be really nice curb appeal. Like I said, there are lakes all over. It's next to a golf course. It's not the best neighborhood in the world, but for working class, middle class housing, it's a very desirable area. And I said, even if the place is completely destroyed on the inside, it can't cost more than $20,000 to fix up an 850-square-foot condo. And you know what? So I'm half off there. So,
yeah, because even if you did have to spend the whole 20, you still had another 20, 25 grand minimum equity there, even if you had to invest $20,000 into it, right?
Exactly.
So it was basically a win-win situation. It was just when you saw that it only needs about 10 in repairs, that just means that's an extra 10,000, that there's meat on the bone to potentially make even more money now on the property.
Exactly. And I've got some extra furniture that I'm going to throw in there to stage the place really nicely, some mirrors and some lighting fixtures, and put it up. I'll set it up really nice. I've got extra bed, and I can just make the place look like, because especially I noticed from the complex's website, another thing that attracted me, they get a lot of Canadian vacation seasonal occupants. So there I said, this is great because the Canadians just want to keep the place second home. They love to come to Florida because they have the most horrid winters in the world. And this winter was worse than just about any. So I know these Canadians are on the lookout for second homes, vacation properties in Florida. They're going to be coming out this year, a bumper crop. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm probably going to advertise in Craigslist in Ontario province and in Quebec province. And they're just going to gobble this place up because the complex itself is beautiful. There's other Canadians there, and under $100,000 for a large one bedroom with that view, it'll go. I'm sure of that.
And where did you get that idea to put it on Craigslist?
I think that was one of your techniques, Mike, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that, I was just kidding there with that one, but that's the truth, right? I mean,
sure.
You know, when you have a property, especially just like you said, you know, there's a lot of Canadians coming down. I get a lot of people in Australia and England and Canada that are looking to buy properties here in the U.S. And what better way to advertise to a group of Canadians but to put it on Craigslist locally in their area, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, all of Florida, I mean, South Florida, you know, it's just getting more and more demand, more and more people moving here. Prices are going up. They're not going down. So for you to get a deal like that, I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, I really am so excited for you because I know you did the homework. You know, you're not one of these guys that a get-rich-quick scheme or, you know, you did this. You knew exactly what you were doing. You went through the course. You were trained. You stuck to your guns. And it, yes, you bid on 10 properties, but your 10th one, it came through. And the amount of money that you saved as opposed to buying it retail through some realtor or buying it, you know, through virtually any other method, you saved more money than you could have saved by doing it right through the auction.
Hey, just what I saved on closing costs alone, more than paid for the course here alone. It's between, you know, lawyers, title companies, all that. I don't say it's for the inexperienced to do that. But look, if you want the place for yourself, it's definitely the way to go. If you're doing it for investment to flip, or I could rent this thing out too, Mike, for probably, if I fix it up reasonably nicely, $1,250 a month. $1,250 a month after I deduct the HOA fees and our taxes. The taxes are minimal on it. I still have a positive, $700 a month cash flow. And
so 700 times 12, that's 8,400.
Yeah.
Divide that out. You know, you're talking about a solid 15% net more.
Easy.
And that's after repair. So, because a lot of you out there, that's your goal, is to look to do rental properties, right? You want to buy these properties. You want to rent them out. You want to generate the cash flow each month. Or you want to buy them and flip them, exactly what Carrie's going to do. So it doesn't matter what your goals are, because imagine you got that exact same condo, right? And your goals were rental income. Think about that. You could buy that property, be in it, all repairs, in a gated community in West Palm Beach, water view in the backyard. Your whole outside is being taken care of. Nice tile roof in a good, very good subdivision. You'll be in the property for $62,000. Assuming he puts 10 into it, he won't put that much, but let's say he puts 10 into it. $62,000 all in, and to net $700 a month. That's after your HOA. That's after your taxes. That's a phenomenal investment. I mean, I don't know anywhere else where you can get 15% a year cash on cash and have equity, meaning he can collect that $15,000 a year for as long as he wanted to. Values are going up, and still have a minimum of $20,000 equity there. I mean, I don't know of any other investment where you could do that.
Yeah, instant equity. I mean, and that's not even thinking about refinancing or anything else, which I don't want to do. But, you know, that's not my goal. But if it was, if I was getting towards retirement age and I wanted to have, you know, a dozen of these, just bringing in the cash flow, I could do it. And not that I'd be thinking of self-managing, but they're close enough that I could do partial self-management, at least collect the rents myself and let somebody else do the actual maintenance and management. you know, there's a whole bunch of options available to me that
Let's pretend for a second that you lived in Texas, right? And you wanted to hire a property manager. Your net would be about $8,400, but let's say you had to pay the 10% to the management fee. So you're talking about approximately $1,200 a year, right, roughly, that you'd be paying to a management company. If you were to just take that off your rate of return, instead of netting $8,400 a year, you'd net $7,200. On a $62,000 investment, that's still a solid 12% rate of return, yeah, with somebody else managing it, being completely hands-off. So, you know, if you wanted to retire and you wanted to build rental income, not only would you get hands-off a 12% solid return, but if you had 10 of these, that could be your retirement. You know, instead of banking on mutual funds and stocks and things where it's not tangible, you can't go show up at a stock and touch it and feel it. You know, you would look at it and, hey, one day that little piece of paper could be nothing. There's no chance that this building can become nothing. I mean, there's no chance of it.
The unit has already gone down 80% in value. Is it going to go down another 80% and be worth $5,000 or $10,000? I don't think so. I think that the last owner took the hit for all the successive owners. I don't think it's going down anymore. I think it can we've seen it can only go up from here.
Well, and that's a great point you make, because the owner paid $217,000 for it.
Right.
So when that came all the way down and you to step in to pay $52,000, they took that hit. They took that loss. And now you're coming in while the market, it's already starting to go back up. We're on the upswing. But even if we had a hiccup, right, you have so much room there that it really doesn't matter. I mean, you would almost have to try to fail if you bought a property that previously sold for $217,000. Gated community, water in the backyard, manicured area. I mean, 217 down to 52, you're certainly in an excellent position. I mean, talk about, you know, minimizing risk. You couldn't really minimize risk any better than that, could you?
No. And you know, the cash flow is there to support it. So, and turn a profit. So, you know, I don't think condos are the best way to go about this. You've got HOA fees and other things. But it even works in this environment with a condo. That's the amazing thing. So I think you're better off using houses personally for cash flow purposes. But it just shows that when you get a good enough deal, it even works with a condo with HOA fees and all the maintenance and everything else. So, you know.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, let me just recap. So just yesterday, you placed the bid. The same day, you got the deed. The very next day, you got a FOB to get you into the building. Mm-hmm. You now have ownership. It was just yesterday that you won.
Yeah.
You're now the legal owner. You could rent this property out. And even if you hired a property manager, even after you remodel it, it's approximately a 12% return. The cheapest one in the neighborhood, even after repairs, smaller neighborhood, smaller units in your neighborhood are right now selling for $40,000 more than your after remodel cost. And you have all the options. You can flip it, you could rent it, but you're in the driver's seat. So I'm really excited, because, you know, it's good that, you know, we've been doing these shows, and you told me, you said, Mike, I want to do this, you know, and you invested just like everyone else. And, you know, it makes me happy to know, and you put it a good way. I mean, just what you save by buying it through the auction, by not paying the extra closing fees, by using the auction, that more than paid for the entire course with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like we're past the point of justifying the cost of the course. And even with our special offer here, you know, the course just pays for itself if you buy one lot, you know.
It's
a trivial cost. I mean, I know it sounds like, you know, the cost sounds like a lot at first, but when you get into it and then you see the value and then you actually use what's in there, it's nothing. Really.
Right. You're not buying a box of DVDs, right?
No. I mean, look, I know for Al, like, the guy was getting frustrated. He didn't think he was ever going to buy a property. He had almost given up. And then, you know, look, got the course. He even asked me, is Mike for real? Is this guy the real deal? And I said, look, we do a show together. Now, granted, he sponsors my show, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't take him on if I didn't believe he was the real deal. I've studied it. I've studied flip transactions in four different counties. Everybody is making money here doing flips. you know, you wouldn't have the volume of transactions that you have if investors weren't making money. It's really that simple.
Well, and you've seen the binders are right outside my office. I mean, you know for a fact that I've done this hundreds of times, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more than hundreds, but, you know, it's out of hand already. So, you know, it's just a question of are you going to take the plunge, you know? I mean, I can say for myself, I'm not just, you know, touting a system. You know, I've watched it work. I've watched you do it. I've watched others. I mean, we were talking with your friends out in California, bought that house in Lee County at, and I guess Lehigh Acres in a tax auction sale. You know, they made $23,000 after everything, after all costs in. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you've actually spoke to other students of mine.
Sure.
You've seen people at my events.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the proof, the documents. You've seen students of mine that are generating rental income. You've seen students that have made flips. I mean, so, we're, you know, I just want to clarify, you know, you guys are my next group of success stories. You know, I'm always on the lookout for my future. All those testimonials, all those people you've seen, of course, I'm going to continue to support them. And a lot of them are watching this video and listening to me right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to support you by sending you those weekly videos, updated trainings, brand new strategies, what's working in today's market, what are the hottest markets, what are pitfalls to avoid, and I'm going to continue to support you. And that's why I do this, but I'm always on the lookout for my next group. I always love to hear students that are hungry to do this, that are excited, that are looking to implement my system, because that's how this works, is the more people I help, the more people I'm able to help. And that's what I love doing. I mean, at some point, as Kerry, you know, he knows I'm understating. I've done this hundreds of times. And once, you know, the money that you make is no longer an issue. It's not really a question of whether or not you could do it. The only thing left to do is pass it forward. And really, that's why I love doing those shows. And, you know, I sponsor your show. You know, I'm one of your sponsors.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But we only met by you being, you know, one of my students. If you didn't invest in my system, we never would have even met.
For sure.
Because you saw me at an event. It was great, but had you not taken that next step and you made the next move, we wouldn't be here right now.
Hey, look, you know, most of the systems out there that get sold go on a shelf and they get forgotten. And every now and then you think back, gee, I really wasted a bunch of money on this crap. You know, your system is probably one of maybe three that you're not going to have that experience with. So, hey, we should just give out this code, even though I know you wanted to just do a one-shot deal. Let's just give out the code so they can get the 30% discount on it. So you go to teachmemike.com or realestatesecrets.com, and here's the code.
Yeah, so, you know, those of you guys have already invested, but just for your listeners and for my listeners, a couple weeks back, we made an offer that anybody who was looking to get in with my system, that we'd have a special offer, which is TMMRES00, which is Teach Me Mike Real Estate Secrets 00. And what you do is if you go to realestatesecrets.com/register, you'll see a place where it says tracking code. That's where you can get it for 66% off of what I've sold it for. And, you know, anybody who's, even people that paid the $3,000, I don't get complaints. People don't complain because you're not just buying a box of DVDs. I continue to support you. So the level of support you're going to get far exceeds the $3,000 that anybody's ever paid for this, because that's the goal, is for me to over-deliver. You know, I'm going to under-promise and over-deliver. And when I say you're going to get the videos for 6 months, you actually get them for a lot longer than that. I have students who bought over a year ago where I'm still supporting them, sending them the weekly videos, because for me, this is knowledge I love sharing. So I spent over $200,000 to develop these DVDs, to develop this system. So what I'm asking is just for people to understand that they're not buying a box of DVDs. They're buying 12 years of knowledge, hundreds of thousands of dollars invested, and that's what this is about.
All right. So realestatesecrets.com/register. And the code is
TMMRES00.
All right.
And if you want to, you know, one last note, if you want to check out my free training series, you just go to teachmemike.com Enter just your name and your email address, and you'll get a series of free training videos that'll give you an introduction to exactly what I teach you to do.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. And hey, I'll let you know when I buy my next one.
All right. Yeah, I look forward to doing the next interview after you flip this one.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.